Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton has removed all Democrats from House committees, further limiting the say they have in the Republican supermajority. That would mean, during early hearings on bills, the Democratic members couldn't ask questions or vote. More Democrats are throwing their hats in the ring for Tennessee's new congressional districts. With the deadline to run in the August primary just a few days away, State Senator London Lamar from Memphis has joined the race for Tennessee's 9th congressional district and will appear on the ballot alongside incumbent Democrat Steve Cohen. State Representative Justin J. Pearson has declared his candidacy and had done so before the new map was created. Lamar says the decision to split Memphis into 3 districts could backfire on Republicans if more Democratic voters come out in November.
And so I'm ready to fight. I hope my community is ready to fight. And we are going to stop this, but we need everybody to pay attention. We need everybody to register to vote. We need everybody to get involved because they are banking on us to stay dormant.
Pearson is critical of Democrats entering the race at this point, arguing that the party should be banding together and not splitting resources ahead of the midterms. So far, 2 Republicans have filed, State Senator Brent Taylor and State Representative Todd Warner. Ascension State Thomas is one of the major hospital companies building a facility in Clarksville, which is among the fastest growing towns in the state. Ascension's full-service hospital will anchor a large medical campus, which will also house facilities for Tennessee Oncology, the local ambulance service, and others. Clarksville Now reports the nonprofit organization says it's going to need to build infrastructure to do that, and it wants help. The project needs a new connector road and a new water main. Ascension is asking for more than $12 million to help cover the costs. The hospital is asking for that money in the form of a TIF or tax increment financing. Basically, it would be borrowing money that it would pay back with improved property taxes. Ascension won't pay property taxes since it's a nonprofit, but it's building a big campus that will house for-profit providers that will.